Afternoons with Aaron. Thank you so much for making us a part of your workday. Because we had the Twins on yesterday, we're going to talk with Mike Graham, our normal Monday guest, now on a Tuesday, and it's a big week for Gopher sports, the football opener for our Golden Gophers coming up on Thursday night, Ohio State in town. Mike Graham, the voice of Gopher football and Gopher men's basketball, and of course, the sports director for the Minnesota News Network joins us. And Mike, a good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron. Yeah, it's exciting, no doubt. I'm ready to roll, man. I'm really pumped up.
After last season, where the college football season, we know, wasn't close to being the same, how excited are you to get back to normalcy? I'm assuming that for road games, the radio crew gets to go on the road, something that I don't think you did last year. I mean, how fired up as a radio broadcaster are you ready to get back in the booth on Thursday?
Yeah, totally, for a number of reasons. We actually did travel for football. We did the games from the road, but we did not travel with the team. We were on our own. So if you remember, we rented cars and drove to Illinois and Nebraska and Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then we flew to Maryland commercially. So we did. But for hoops, you're exactly right. For basketball, we did not. I'm excited to get back to a stadium where there will be people. It sounds like this thing is right on the verge of being sold out, and I think it will be sold out by Thursday night. And, you know, to have that crowd there and to have, you know, the number four team in the country, this is my 15th year. Actually, it's my 16th year. I'm getting old. I got to keep track of, I got to start using toes to count all this, but, I'm actually starting year 16. And we've never had an opener quite like this. The closest was when TCU, I think they were ranked fourth or third or something in the country when they opened on a Thursday night. But look, this is a conference game. It's the blue blood of the conference. It's the four-time defending champion. They played in the national title game last year, and they're on your field in front of a sellout. So what, and the crowd will be there after not being there last year. And I think this Gopher team's going to be pretty good. Now, I'm not going to be brash enough to say, oh, yeah, they've got a great chance to win this game, and no problem there. Look, if they're going to win, they're going to have some things go their way. They're going to have to play really well. You know, the Ohio State is going to have to make some mistakes, all that stuff. But, like, that it happens. I mean, that's the beauty of sports. That said, at the end of the day, I'm just excited that we've got this opportunity. And the Gophers have this opportunity, right? They're a 14-point underdog here, and I looked it up this morning. That equates to a 15% chance to win, roughly. 14-point underdogs have a 15% chance to win the game. So, look, as the great Herb Brooks said, you might only beat a 1 out of 10, or in this case, 1.5 out of 10, but if you make it your night, you can make it your night. So let's hope for that.
Mike, let's kind of preview the Minnesota Golden Gopher football team. I talk about some of the key guys that are back. We know Tanner Morgan is back. It's always good to have a returning quarterback that's got a lot of experience. I talk about this year's team. Give us a preview in your mind.
Yeah, so I think the first thing that I'll say in answering that question is, and you know my style, we've been doing this for a long time now. I traditionally hedge a little bit. You know, I'll say, hey, look, if the Gophers play well, they can win. If a couple bounces go their way, they can contend. And I think all that's true. But I will say this, I'm not one into just proclaiming that, hey, they're going to win the West. But I do like this team. Having watched it now practice here for the last 3 weeks and seeing what this defense looks like and the pieces they've added, I am pretty bullish on this team. This is I'm pretty optimistic. I think it's a tough division. I know people always talk about the West being a mess, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's balanced. I don't think the Gophers are a national championship contending team probably, but I think they can contend for this West Division, and if that's the case, you've got an opportunity to get to Indianapolis. So I'll start by saying that, and part of the reason I'm bullish is this defense. I think it's being overlooked a little bit, and I'm not saying anyone who overlooks it would be wrong. Based on how they played last year, this defense probably should be overlooked. But having watched it in person a little bit, seeing what some of these new guys, including some freshmen and definitely some transfers, have brought to the practice field, I think this defense is going to be way better than people think, and that gives me some optimism. Now, if I'm wrong on that, then you know, this season may not go as well as I hope. But I like what the defense is about. They've got the Clemson transfer, Niles Pinckney, at one defensive tackle. They've got a North Carolina State transfer who will also fit in there, D'Angelo Carter, who comes back, who really progressed from the start of last year to the end of last year. Rashad Chaney, he was the kid who at one time had an Alabama offer and at one time was a Georgia commit. He now is finally healthy. You know, he was a factor when he played last year. He just couldn't always play. I think he was one that ended up with a positive test and had to sit out for a while. And when he did play, he had a chance. And as you know, in the Big Ten, that's where you win and lose games. Stop the run and run the ball and all that stuff. So I'm excited that Jack Gibbons is a linebacker who transferred from Abilene Christian. And I think on the surface, people would say, Abilene Christian, you're going to count on this guy? And when you watch him in practice, he reminds me, as you know, I grew up in Iowa, so I've watched a lot of Iowa football over the years. He reminds me of one of, you know, just any of those Iowa linebackers that they just always plug in there. Chad Greenway would be the most familiar here to people in Minnesota. But, you know, they had, you know, Chad Greenway, they've got, you know, they've had Josie Jewell over the years. They had Abdul Hodge who played with the Packers. You know, all these guys that seem to always, when you look at them, you don't know if they're going to be great, and then they just are always in the right spot, and they are always in position to make a tackle. And, you know, they have a kid named Jack Campbell right now, frankly, who may be the best linebacker in the league. But anyway, this Jack Gibbons that Minnesota has from Abilene Christian, he reminds me of one of those guys. It just seems like he's always in position. It looks like he's always knows where to be. He's a sure tackler. He set tackling records at the FCS level. So if he can be a contributor, you got Braylon Oliver back. He's healthy. I like the way this defense is shaping up. And we haven't even talked about the offense with all the returning production there.
Mike Grimm, Minnesota News Network, sports director, voice of Golden Gopher football, joining us here on KATE Radio. When you look at the West Division in the Big Ten, Mike, if you had to pick a few teams that would be the favorites to win the West, of course, we hope our Minnesota Gophers are right there in the mix. What are the other teams who are the other teams you expect to be pretty good in that division?
Yeah, well, Wisconsin's a favorite. They were picked. The Cleveland newspaper each year in the preseason does a poll of media members. And so Wisconsin was tabbed the favorite. Iowa was picked second. And then basically after that, it was, you know, a hodgepodge of teams. Northwestern, who's the defending champ and has won it two of the last 3 years, they lose a lot, including the quarterback that helped them last year get to the championship game of the Big Ten championship. And then, you know, you've got Nebraska, who stubbed its toe. Illinois, who has a new coach who beat Nebraska this past week, Purdue after that, obviously, and Minnesota thinks it's in the mix. So, you know, I think right now Wisconsin and Iowa are the two teams that most people are picking. And the good news for Minnesota is if you play winning football into November, those two teams are on your schedule in November, and the whole world will be right in front of you, right? If you take care of business and get to November, those two, so it's a good news, bad news. The good news is if you play winning football into November, you've got a chance to accomplish your dreams, right? Because those two teams are on the schedule, and if you can play winning football in November after having played winning football up to then, you can be where you want to be. The bad news is having those two teams in November makes it a very, very hard November. But, hey, no one winning the West Division is not going to be easy. It just doesn't matter. So I like the idea of having those backloaded and, hopefully you take care of business heading into it.
Mike, what's the latest you've heard on the investigation, I guess, with Nebraska? Something about, I forget the entire story, excuse me, but Coach Frost and his staff was being looked into. What's the latest you heard on that?
Yeah, I've not heard much of late. I did watch that game on Saturday, and they didn't mention it much on the television broadcast, so I don't have much new info, certainly. They were conducting a couple of different things. I guess they were conducting workouts when they weren't supposed to because of COVID last spring, and they were doing some stuff off-site that wasn't allowed. So, that, you know, obviously that's not that you know, that goes against Big Ten policy. So there could, and NCAA policy. So there could be there could be some sanctions there, and there also could be issues, because if this Nebraska team ends up not being very good, this is all just going to get thrown into the fire, right? When you factor in they're not winning and they're under investigation, no matter how popular Scott Frost is. And let's face it, his popularity amongst the diehards there is probably waning a little bit after that game on Saturday. It doesn't mean that the season's over for him. They can certainly, recover and have a good year, because I do think they have some talented people on the roster. They've recruited at a fairly high level. They just continue to kill themselves with penalties and things. But in specific to the investigation, I don't have much new on that, other than they were conducting workouts during the COVID time when you were not supposed to be around each other. Remember, the Gophers, for example, did almost all of their stuff over Zoom. The whole offseason was conducted, and that's been discussed ad nauseum about how it may have had a factor in preparation, because brand new offensive coordinator never really got to work with these guys.
Mike Grimm with us here on Kate Radio. Again, 7 o'clock kickoff Thursday night, Ohio State at Huntington Bank Stadium to kick off the season against our Gophers. All the action right here on AM 1450. Let's turn our attention to the Minnesota Vikings. Preseason, again, we're not going to break down the game against Kansas City. My question, and I guess this is kind of good and kind of bad, when I've read stories about the assigning of a Harrison Smith. 4-year deal. We got our safety locked up for probably the rest of his career. I'm kind of in the boat going, I like that he's back, but the amount of money that they're paying him for a guy that's probably on the backside of his career seems like a lot of money. He's going to be a top 5 paid safety. Your thoughts on bringing back Harrison Smith? A, is that good? And B, for that kind of money?
Yeah, I am not sure. I love Harrison Smith, the way he plays. He's instinctive. He gets interceptions. He hits hard. He's a sure tackler. There's no doubt he's one of the top, 4 or 5 safeties in pro football, and that's why he's being paid that way. But like you, he's 32. So, you're looking at a guy who, at the end of this deal, if it goes to fruition, would be 36. And how effective will he be? So there is some risk there. That said, I think we are, Aaron, at a cusp here, a new evolution where, health and physical well-being and medical advancements and strength and conditioning and diet and nutrition and all those things, if players really take care of themselves, and I'm got to be under the assumption that Harrison Smith has, he hasn't, off the top of my head, I don't remember him missing any significant time, that you could play till you're 36 now. Guys are playing a long time. There's enough resources out there. They all make enough money, and certainly with this contract extension, Harrison Smith can pay his own nutritionist, his own trainer, his own workout guy, and all of a sudden, what is Tom Brady like, 42, something like that?
True.
I know he's a unicorn in the whole thing, but guys are just playing longer. So maybe it's less risky now than this would have been 10 years ago. I don't think 10 years ago you'd have made a 32-year-old safety the one of the top handful of highest paid safeties on a 4-year deal. But I think maybe, you're getting to the point where teams are willing to do that, because guys are just playing longer and staying healthy. And 36, is the old 30, I guess, for lack of a better term. And then clearly there must be an assumption that the salary cap will go up over those 4 years, which will, build in a little wiggle room for him, because they're going to have some guys they're going to have to sign. I think the right tackle, Brian O'Neill, is a guy that is probably next on the list, as he's now working his way, and he's, into the next stage of his career, after his rookie deal. And there's probably a few others as well. So they have the capologist, who has been very good over the years at finding money, freeing up money. And so you can say what you want about different things, and I always get a kick out of it a little bit, in regard to, well, this guy that got drafted was a bust, and this front office doesn't know this and that. And if you really look around the league, I don't think the Vikings' failure rate is any higher than most. In fact, I think around the league they're generally looked at as a really good scouting department. But locally we know the warts. And we know where there's some weaknesses, particularly on the offensive line, and so we want to talk about that. But the bottom line is, I'm going to trust for sure the capologist, I don't think that's his official title, but the guy that runs the cap has been a genius, one of the best in the league for a number of years. So if they say that they can figure out a way to pay him $64 million over the next 4 years without it really, you know, then I'm gonna trust him and say okay, because Harrison Smith can play. There's no doubt about that.
Voice of Golden Gopher football, men's basketball, and sports director at the Minnesota News Network, Mike Grimm. And Mike, before I let you go, did you get a chance over the weekend? It was on a Sunday to watch the Little League World Series at all. It's one of my favorite events. It's on my bucket list to someday get out there. A little bit different this year. There was no international competition, which it makes sense during the COVID era. So instead of having the normal championship game where the USA takes on an international team, it was just a couple of USA teams battling. I watched the entire championship game. I love the Little League World Series. You get a chance to check it out at all?
I did not watch the championship. I actually watched a couple of the semifinals flipping back and forth on Saturday. And I'm with you. I've always enjoyed it. I've always, in fact, there was a time when my son was younger and he was really into baseball. And quite honestly, it's at one point he was their age, right? I mean, when he's 12, that's how old those guys are. We would set the DVR and record the games and watch them back. I have not done that in recent years, but yeah, I've always been a fan of that. I agree. It'd be fun to go out sometime. You know, Aaron, what we should do is figure out get a team from Albert Lee in that sucker, and you can go out and do play-by-play, right?
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
That would fulfill a couple dreams, right?
Absolutely. That'd be phenomenal. Absolutely. Someday I'll get out there. Mike,
someday.
We're going to hear from you on Thursday night. Real quick, a normal broadcast crew, you and Daryl and company?
Yep. Justin Guard will be on the sidelines, and our man DT, the all-time leading rusher in school history, Daryl Thompson, will be with us as usual, and we'll get ready to go. It's a five. We'll be on at 5 and 7:05 kick, and hopefully by about 10:30 or 10:45, we've got just stunning, unbelievable news to take us into the post-game show. But we shall see, but we're looking forward to it, that's for sure.
I'm going to do my usual, have the game on TV, have it on mute, and listen to two of my favorite broadcasters. You guys do a tremendous job, and can't wait for a Gopher football coming up on Thursday. Mike Grimm, voice of Golden Gopher football, men's basketball, and the sports director at the Minnesota News Network. Mike, thank you so much for the time. Have a great call on Thursday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, look forward to it. Thanks, Aaron.